The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Please make sure your seatbelts are fastened. Emergency exits are row number 2 and row number 7. Climbing up to 1,500 feet today. Should be a smooth flight as long as I can. Welcome aboard.
Flying over Albemarle and Culpeper, Fauquier and Greene, Loudoun, Madison, Orange, and Rappahannock counties at night, you see proof of what the Piedmont Environmental Council has done. As city and suburban lights give way to an enormous swath of darkness, there are over 2 million acres of land in the region, 330,000 of them in conservation easements. That means the owners have agreed not to develop their properties.
In Fauquier County, we've reached a threshold of 100,000 acres that has been preserved by the families that own it. Albemarle is close behind. They'll probably cross that threshold in the next year.
That's Chris Miller, president of the Piedmont Environmental Council, which has been working since 1972 to preserve open space, even as this region grows faster than the rest of the state. The group promoted tax incentives for land conservation, launched the Buy Fresh, Buy Local campaign to help farmers stay on their land, supported historic preservation with the Journey Through Hallowed Ground Corridor, promoted green energy through the Solarize programs, and pushed for more mass transit in Northern Virginia.
What we've learned over the last 20 years is that if you take advantage of the metro system, you can have a lot of people in very livable communities with much less traffic and much less impact on the environment.
And where cars must go, Miller says, PEC has done battle for beautiful country roads.
A lot of the attraction of living in the countryside is the rural road networks, and people actually love traveling on roads that have unique features like iron truss bridges, and we spent some time trying to get VDOT to look at the benefits of rehabilitation as opposed to replacement.
The council has also educated local governments about the need to protect existing water supplies.
We're very close to the sustainable levels of withdrawals from groundwater and the need to really concentrate on protecting our surface water supplies so that it doesn't become a crisis like what California is facing.
The recession slowed development in the Piedmont region, but now the group says it's facing a new push as Washington tries to economize.
What we've seen in the last 10 years is the relocation of federal agencies from downtown and close-in suburbs out to places like Winchester and Front Royal, a little bit to Charlottesville. That's probably the biggest growth driver right now is the relocation of existing federal jobs.
The Piedmont Environmental Council will continue its work from the historic home of Civil War Cavalry Commander John Mosby. The building is nearly 200 years old, but Miller says the group wanted to stay in downtown Warrenton rather than building new.
The biggest source of carbon in most Virginians' lives is through driving. By staying at a location one block from Main Street, two blocks from the county offices, we're able to cut the trips that we generate pretty much in half.
So the council renovated and expanded the building to create a workplace for about 30 staffers and 50 board members, living by the principles it promotes, mounting solar panels on the roof, relying on geothermal energy, installing large double-paned windows while preserving the old pine floors and fireplaces of the original home. I'm Sandy Houseman.